Georgia Democrats retaliate for heartbeat abortion ban with bill requiring men to report ejaculations. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 18, 2019. Five female Democrats in the Georgia State House have sponsored a bill that would require middle-aged and older men to report their ejaculations to a county sheriff. State Rep. Darshan Kendrick introduced HB 604, which states, any male 55 years of age or older shall immediately report to the county sheriff or local law enforcement agency when such male releases sperm from his testicles. The Democrat women retaliated for HB 481, the heartbeat abortion ban, that would prohibit most abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, generally at about the 6th or 7th week of pregnancy. The others who sponsored the bill were Reps. Park Cannon, Renita Shannon, Donna McLeod, and Sandra Scott. As WCNC reported, the bill will likely not be heard as it was introduced after the deadline for new legislation and has not been assigned to a state house committee. Kendrick, who, like many Planned Parenthood supporters, blames men for pro-life legislation while she ignores mention of the life of unborn babies, also drafted a testicular bill of rights. The bill, according to her op-ed at Newsweek last week, would include requiring men to obtain their sex partner's permission prior to receiving a prescription for Viagra, banning vasectomy procedures, and making sex without a condom an aggravated assault. "You want our wombs? We're coming for your testicles," tweeted Kendrick, citing her op-ed at Newsweek. Meanwhile, on Monday, a Georgia Senate committee approved the heartbeat abortion ban. Planned Parenthood advocates chanted, "Shame. Shame," as committee members left their meeting room. Failed Democrat Georgia gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams referred to the heartbeat measure on Twitter as a forced pregnancy bill. The heartbeat bill has already passed the Georgia House and will now move on to the full Senate. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, has pledged to sign the measure if it gets to his desk, Fox 26 reported.